So hello and welcome to the latest episode of our Digital Transformation Academy podcast. With me, of course, is my co-host Paul Familiara. And today we'll be diving into two powerful items in salesperson's arsenal. So sales weapons and sales storytelling. We all know that selling can be a challenging task, but with the right tools, it can become a lot easier. That's where sales weapons come in. Sales weapons are tools, tactics, and strategies that salespeople use to close deals and achieve their sales goals. We'll be discussing the most effective sales weapons that you can start using today to take your sales game to the next level. So today we have a very special guest with us, Mr. Edison Zubala. So the founder and the master brewer of Bule. So it's a craft beer microbrewery located in Tanawan, Batangas. So Edison is a true entrepreneur at heart and has been brewing up a storm in the world of craft beer. With his passion for brewing and years of experience, particularly in B2B sales, he has taken Pule from a small-scale operation to a great brand and respected microbrewery, serving restaurants and bar clients across the region. So in this episode, we'll be talking about Edison and his journey as a founder and master brewer and how he has used his sales skills and sales weapons to build a successful business. From his early days in B2B sales to his current role at Pule, Edison has a wealth of knowledge and experience to share with us. So grab a beer, sit back, and join us as we chat with Edison about his journey and the sales weapons to his success in B2B sales. Whether you're a seasoned sales professional or just starting out, you won't want to miss this episode. Just one technical thing, medyo there's a problem in Edison's connection. So he might talk to us without a video. But anyway, Edison, welcome. Welcome to our podcast. How are you?
Welcome, Ed.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul and Dennis. Good. And we started the year strong, and we hope to stay strong this year.
All right, that's good. As a start, if you can share your background and backstory, you know, and what inspired you to pursue a career, particularly in the craft beer industry, and you and starting Pule.
By profession, I'm a chemist by profession. I graduated the University of Santo Tomas way back 2013, and then I got blessed. No? I passed the board exam the same year. I've worked for both private and government sa petroleum industry. No? There are major ones and mga independent companies. Independent companies, mga smaller ones yan, smaller gasoline stations. Then I worked for the government, the Department of Energy. I worked there for 3 years. In spite of that, I basically grew up in a family having a small business, a small HVAC company, heating, ventilation, air conditioning units. So we are engaged in sales and services of air conditioning units.
Okay.
Siguro yun yung naging starting point ng aking entrepreneurial spirit. Nandun yung passion ko. Siguro that's a point where I built my passion for having my own as well. Kasi I grew up in a family having a business. And so after 2 years in practice, I pursued my studies the same university taking a master's in business administration. Pero hindi yun natapos pala. No? Nag-leave of absence ako because of, again, work. I find it too theoretical still for me. So I pursued a short course in entrepreneurship. Parang fast track siya. Kasi it will just take you at least parang 2 to 3 months. Hmm. And then yung finals, final na submission kasi noon is yung business plan. Being in a technical science and technology course, wala kami nitong mga tag before. So these are all new to me, no? And so the course really helped me in building the business. Mm. So ayun, that's the start of Pule. being a formal formal business. What formal business? Because na-register namin siya, na-register ko siya ng 2017, and then ngayon, 2019, naging corporation na siya. No? So, that really is one of the best decisions I've made before. No? Taking a short course. Kasi pag MBA, it will take you 2-3 years pa eh.
So, how did you stumble upon, you know, beer, no, or craft beer? Kasi, as a chemist, diba, you have so many options. You can do like pwedeng petroleum.
Mm. I worked 11 years in petroleum industry.
Mm. Pwedeng cleaning materials, diba? So why yeah. beer? Why craft beer?
Oo, ako rin medyo na-intrigue ako eh. Mm. Kasi dito sa New Zealand, marami rin beer, yung mga craft beers na yan are, you know, so we have a lot of different tastes. Yung mga pale ale, nakita ko yung mga brands mo, yung mga products mo. It's really good. So how did you stumble upon that, Ed? Mahilig ka lang ba mag-craft before on your own, for your friends, for your family, and then decided to sell it out kasi marami nang gusto ng libre instead of libre, binenta mo na.
Correct.
Well, oh, it really started as a hobby. No. Well, I find it interesting as well, no? Kasi most of my decisions in life are anchored to my father. He always wanted to have his own manufacturing plant, no? And so sabi ko, gusto kong tuparin to, tapos pero gusto ko pag tinupad ko siya, gusto ko yung ginagawa ko. Kasi I'm more of a parang more of emotional akong entrepreneur, I believe so. I really work on my intuition and gut feeling. Most of the time, I decide on those two aspects. Eh. Well, anyway, you know, but on a personal level, I got interested in fermented beverages. Because basically it's science, eh. So that really interests me already. Tapos sabi ko, why not revive Lambanog industry? Kasi we're in Batangas and we have lots of coconut here. Wait, that's way back before yung Coco Lisa pa. Kasi di ba pinatay ng Coco Lisa yung mga coconut sa Batangas.
Correct.
Reaching far Quezon. Eh. So back then, I tried pursuing the track, no, reviving the Lambanog industry. But then, ang naging restriction ko before is yung aking capital, because having even a small distillation setup will cost you some money. So, sige, let's retract the idea and started off with fermenting wines. No? So, kumuha ako ng fruit wines basically, kasi wala naman tayong grapes dito na for winemaking. Eh. There is a certain type of grape that is really used for winemaking.
Right. Mm.
So we use fruit wines. I took a short course in UPLB and got the technology. And so I started making mango wine, ganyan. The usual fruit wines that we see sa mga provinces like Baguio, din sa Baguio meron strawberry. So yan. So kaya lang, back then, Pinoy's are not yet, you know, very much open sa into drinking wines. I believe so. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Filipinos back then are treating wines for the elite people lang. So you have a chosen few. I believe that's the time also when a local manufacturer of wine also started. They started back then. Eh. That's the start of Novellino as well. So back then, yan, sila yan. So nandun na yung talagang pagiging entrepreneurial ko. I started searching for competitors, ganyan, and how feasible the project is for me back then.
Yeah.
And then sabi ko, hindi pa to pwede kasi considering my current network, hindi ko naman makakagawa ako, but I cannot sell it considering my current network. So sabi ko, sige, hanap pa tayo ng kaya nating gawin, na kaya rin nating ibenta, because development of a product is just half of the story. Selling it is what will make it complete.
Right.
So, Hanap lang, continued my research on, and then I stumbled upon this craft beer when I watched some, syempre, YouTube University tayo.
Okay.
It's also a platform for learning. So nakita ko yun, sabi ko, kaya ko to kasi because the process is almost the same. No? It's still fermentation, it's just that the raw materials are different.
Mm-hmm.
So with my small savings, I bought a brewing kit. Hindi na to bago, especially New Zealand. Maraming home brewers dyan.
Correct.
So, using my 5,000 pesos.
5,000?
Wow. 5,000, yes. So I bought a small brewing kit. Tapos, pagdating dito, back then, mahirap pang bumili niyan eh. Kasi wala pang e-commerce before eh.
So, wala pang Lazada, Shopee. Yeah.
Yes, you'll only buy it through Amazon. So, pagdating dito, actually, mas mahal pa yung ano eh. Mas mahal pa yung shipment kaysa sa product.
Correct.
The product is 5,000 but yung shipment almost the same price eh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so dumating yung product here and then I started brewing doon sa kitchen. It's actually a home project eh. Mm-hmm. Project ng bata. So doon sa nagsimula. On a personal level, I love it because it's both science and art. Hindi siya sobrang rocket science, but you know, the diversity of the beer styles na pwede mong subukan. Plus, pwede mong ipasubok no, sa relatives and friends mo. You can get immediate feedback eh. No? Na, masarap, pwede mong ibenta. Narang ganun.
So, right.
Ayun.
Ed, over the years, no, I know, you know, as an entrepreneur, maraming ups and downs. Ano? Can you share like a particular, one particular memorable moment, you know, in your journey, yeah, as an entrepreneur or founder ng Puli?
Yung pinaka memorable.
Mm-hmm.
At yung pinaka masakit.
Oh, whatever. Minsan yun yung pinaka-memorable, yung pinaka-masakit eh.
Well, I must say it really is the pandemic no, that hit us. Well, I started the business 2017 and then we had a good roll ng 2017-2018. And so when kumuha ko ng short course sa entrepreneurship to fast track the business, I was able to build my business plan ng 2018. And then, nakahanap tayo ng mga makakatulong sa atin, magiging partners natin, to scale up the project. Kasi from, yung aking brewing kit was 2013. Ah. This was 2013-2014. So, I was already home brewing for several years. And I'm already brewing for 10 years now, 2023. And I am commercially, I'm professionally brewing for almost 5 years na. Going six. 2017 ako nag-start. So, when we started scaling the project, na-release yung aming SEC certificate sometime around October 2019. And then, if you can remember, January, February, of 2020, nagtaal na. Taal eruption. So, we had to relocate to a nearby town and the project was stalled for at least 1 month. And then, when we came back to continue the project, construction pa lang nun eh. The construction started October as well eh.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so, January, February, wala pa. As in, hukay pa lang yung lupa and put some foundation. But, basically, wala pa talaga.
So yung mga tanke, wala pa yun, yung malalaking tanke.
Wala pa yung mga fermentation tanks and brewing equipment no, na malalaki, wala pa siya. So when we came back March of 2020, nag-lockdown na. No? March 15, yung makakalimutan yan, yung March 15. Plus, right. Dagdag pa, my daughter was born March 3. So sabay-sabay nangyari, everything. Okay. No? So, that's really a humbling experience. No? Kasi ano yun eh, during those times when we were started funding the project, it seems though as yung feeling mo, parang kaya mo nang gawin lahat eh. Ganun yung feeling eh.
Mm-hmm.
Parang walang makakapigil sa'yo.
Right.
Yung self-esteem, yung confidence, nandun eh. It's yung hormones mo on an extreme level.
Mm-hmm.
So parang walang kayang bumangga sa'yo. But then, you know, God has His own ways of, you know, humbling you again. No, so, ayan. Getting back on track. And, I believe so. That's the hardest part for us. But we are still blessed because the company still thrives to be here up to now. I remember when I started in 2017, I scaled up in 2018. I already have 10 or more so na mga accounts. Small accounts, but they are income generating.
Right.
No,
right.
Nung nag-2020, kaya ako confident eh, na palakihin siya. Kasi one of the limiting factors.
May traction. No?
Yes, may traction. And the market is reacting. The product itself is acceptable. Mm. Drinkable siya. So, kayang ibenta. So, right. Confident ako. No? When the pandemic hit, nagsara lahat ng accounts. So, yung projections, talagang limas yun. I mean, nabaliwala siya yung projections.
Right, right.
So, we were stalled for almost 2 years. Ngayon lang, siguro mga third, fourth quarter lang kami nag-start ulit. Makakuha ng market. And we started strong this year. And we hope to keep it that way.
Yeah, that's good to know. No? I think what you just told us is a very good example of our topic right now, no? Which is yung storytelling. You know? So that, you know, promotes emotional connection to your audience, to your market. Yun. So thank you for that, Ed. No? So let's probably dive into our main topic right now. No? So probably the question here is, just to add to your story, and you mentioned na you know initially may mga traction ka, and a strong start this year. What has been like your approach to sales, no, in building yung customer base ni Pule, particularly with the restaurant and bar clients that you have?
Yung talagang primary weapon namin as I can consider is storytelling. You know? Because craft beer has always been hyper-localized. You know? So the more local your brand is, the better. So we continue to bank on the idea to be as local as possible. You know? Yung pinaka-ano namin is the craft beer of Batangas.
Barako.
Kasi Barako beer. Mm. So gusto namin pag pumunta ka ng Batangas, hahanapin mo agad Puli.
Mm.
So ganun yung ano namin, ganun yung linyahan namin. And even yung brand name is very local. If
ano ibig sabihin noon, Ed? What's Puli?
If you notice, it's Puli, no? It's Puli because it's the nickname of Apolinario Mabini. Our national hero kasi Mabini happens to Batanggenyo. In his hometown is here in Tanawan, Batangas. So dito yung Mabini Shrine. Mabini Shrine from the brewery is around, I think, 10-15 minutes drive lang.
That's right.
So, ayun, it has always been our strategy in sales, conveying our story, no? Who we are, what we do, and I believe the market now is gearing towards social entrep. People now buy not because of the product, but because of the brand. So, gusto nila yung produktong may puso. Kasi tapos na tayo sa panahon na nangangailangan tayo. Ito yung mga pre-war era. Ito yung basta nandyan, okay na yan. Basta makukonsume ko, okay na yan. Even the beers before, hindi sila ganun ka-quality. Basta gusto namin, happy kami. Kahit anong lasa niyan, okay na yan. But now, nandito na tayo sa stage na where the status of the people are, you know, they are looking for more other than the product. They are looking for customer experience. They are looking for connection, no, with the business. Mm-hmm. They want ownership. They want ownership. They want to feel na eto proud akong inumin to or proud akong gamitin to because I support this business.
Right,
not
right.
Because I want the product, but because I support the business. So we storytelling has been a main arsenal in our strategies.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, Ed. So for example, like cold call ka, no? So how do you incorporate storytelling, no, when you yung initial contact or engagement with the customers, particularly kung di ka nila kilala, di ba?
Well, yun nga, like nasabi ko kanina, we bank on the idea of being the Batangas beer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we offer. We really don't push the product as the product as it is, but we push it based on you being interested kasi Batangas beer siya.
Correct, correct.
Mm-hmm. Parang gano'n namin siya nilalatag.
Mm-hmm.
We try to highlight the yung kung ano ang meron ng Batangas. So, ano ba ang meron ng Batangas? We have coffee.
Right.
Yung kapeng barako. So, we try to incorporate the barako coffee in our beers as well. So, mm-hmm. We have this barako cream ale and barako stout.
Right.
So,
right.
Those beers are infused with barako coffee. So, that's the main spiel about it. And aside from that, no, we were lucky enough and blessed as well to have the recognition from our LGUs, LGU of Tanawan and the province of Batangas. So recently, we were recognized by both government sectors na as the craft beer brand ng Batangas.
Ano yung both LGU, Tanawan, ano, city and Batangas province?
Yes, Batangas province. Yeah. So nagkaroon tayo ng anong tawag yung certificate. Parang certificate, right, of recognition na nakapirma doon sila mayor, sila konsehal.
Correct, correct.
Government officials, mm-hmm, that we are being recognized. So when we tell that to our clients, they have this feeling na secured sila that what we are telling are true. Kasi we are recognized. Eh.
Correct, so, correct.
Doon pa lang sa sinabi namin. Gusto kasi namin, basta Batangas beer, dapat fully beer.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, ano, kasi yung mga, I think we're talking about sales weapons, no, and certifications is definitely one of the sales weapons that you can use, no, for your products, mm-hmm, and your services. No, aside from doon sa traditional mga printed brochures and whatnot. So definitely, yung mga certifications are one. Ano.
Yes. And also, no, While the brand has its backstory, we also try to name our beers. Kasi maraming beer styles. So we also try to name our beers na meron ding backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So like for example, our Junta Kolsch. It's a Kolsch style beer. And we name it Junta because Junta in Batangas means usap. Huntahan, para maghuntahan tayo. No? So, beers are basically much a medium for socializing. No?
Correct.
And so, no, we try to incorporate yung pagiging ano ng mga Batanggenyo, no? Pagiging mahilig nila sa beer at pag-uusap. No? So, yeah, that's just one example. And then, another one is Batangan Pale Ale. No? Batangan is parang Batangas culture yan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Batangan is like kumbaga sa school, 'di ba? Pag lasal ka, lasalista, tama?
Yes, correct.
Pag Ateneo ka, Atenista. So Batangas, yes. Batangan ka, parang ganun.
Batangan. Yes, mm-hmm, correct. That's the culture we call it.
Ayo.
Very personal pala yan, Ed, no? So it gives you the pride of being a Batanggenyo, no? Or a Batangan, if you are, you know, drinking puli.
Yes, correct. Oh, yun talaga yung ano namin, strategy namin na pag meron ka nito, it will make you proud, especially when you are a Batanggan niyo. No? If you want to support the Batangas province, if you want to support ano, andun. And mas madaling kumonek kasi the business is running on a emotional level that we try to connect to people.
I have a question, Dets, if you don't mind. I'll just pop in a question. Ed, because of your storytelling method strategy to garner customers or sales or clients B2B, no? You are, of course, getting a lot of good feedback from your customers. So, yung nakatikim na ng beers mo, di ba? So, and one of the sales weapons that's very strong is testimonies from customers. How do you use that? And what are the things that you highlight to your new and prospective clients to be able to get customers, new clients in the retail market coming from those who are able to taste your product?
Based on the testimonials, medyo ano kasi yan, it's somewhat sensitive kasi we mostly use social media as the platform to make these testimonials public. So when we receive testimonials, we reach out to the person who have given the feedback. Then ayun, saka namin siya ipopost sa social media, like for example Facebook.
I think you also have, diba, your tap room, as you call it, in the bar, then you have some patrons there, diba, that you also sometimes I see that in the post that you also film and give testimonials.
We also do that dito sa aming tap room. Meron kaming pagka Fridays and Saturdays, we have small events. And then, pag may newcomers, we try to make a video of them and ask for their feedback on what yung kanilang experience, mostly experience.
So, video nyo sila and then you put it on social media.
Yes.
Small form reels.
Yes. And maganda yung pag-receive ng market doon. And they want, yung mga nakakakita, they really are, parang 50% sold na. Doon pa lang.
Kasi, actually, I admire how you built the community, no? So I think you call it Polineros, diba?
Yes.
Yung community building is something I admittedly say na my weakness . That's why I admire yung si Puli at si Edison, how he built the community of Polineros, diba? How did you go about it? Actually, I'm curious .
Sorry?
How did you go about building that community of craft beer drinkers in Batangas?
Well, just to continue lang din yung idea natin that we want to bank on the idea na craft beer siya ng Batangas, dapat dito tayo kilala, no? And being in a new product and ayun, one way to make the product grow and the brand grow is to create your own community. Yes, it has its own weaknesses kasi kailangan may constant ano ka dyan, may constant kang communication.
Correct.
It can easily die down, especially when guests cannot usually go to your place to dwell. Madaling mamatay. And we experienced that already. But then what's more important, I believe so, is they know the brand already. And it will make us hyper localized kasi.
Yeah, so Ed, going back to your approach in B2B, no. Pretty much I'm sure there are some objections that you encounter, no. So how do you, you know, what weapons do you use? No? What are those objections, number one? Second is, what weapons do you use to, you know, to answer those objections?
Yeah, correct. One of the hurdles in selling the product is the price, actually. You know, I mean, that's our main consideration, especially here in Batangas, where hindi masyadong mataas yung cost of living. The people here are very price sensitive. Ang increment by 10, medyo ano ka na eh. So, karinig-rinig ka na dyan. ay, mahal! Ay, mag-ganon lang ulit ako, ganyan.
Correct. Marami. And some people, yeah, kasi they are not really educated in craft beer, di ba? They always compare it by default to this, the regular beer, di ba? Pero in reality, it's a different market.
What we really do when it comes to price sensitivity, kung mapapansin yun, kung mapapansin natin, if you notice, iba ang branding natin in terms of compared to the commercial ones. When you see and feel the product, you medyo premium na siya. Even sa posting sa amin sa ano, we are really targeting a certain segment. As you notice, we really don't compete head on with the commercials. We try to convert some people in the market, existing market na nila. We try to capitalize on people who don't drink beer. Yan. Yan ang inaano namin. Yan ang talagang tinatap namin. Yung mga, ay, hindi ako nagbe-beer kasi di ko gusto yung lasa eh. Parang ganun. So, we try to reintroduce in a way na, iba ito, try mo lang. Baka magustuhan mo yung lasa kasi iba naman talaga. So, doon kami nakaka-convert din kami.
I think you're right. Then, kasi when you're telling a story naman, you know, one of the keys in storytelling is differentiation, eh, di ba? So it gets people to listen. Like for example, I believe yung Pule is positioning in the market as a premium craft beer.
Yes.
Which is great, but a premium price requires a premium story. So doon papasok yung strategy mo of telling that story, di ba? No different with high-end restaurant. So it might charge a premium price, but it's food because of the ingredients that they use, the creativity in the menu. Those are the stories that, you know, sell to the market or to the audience, no?
Yes, correct. The product is supported by a backstory. Madalas kasi pagka nakuha mo na yung consumer sa story, minsan di na nila tinitingnan yung presyo because they are pretty much connected. They feel connection with the product already. Parang ikinumpare mo na lang naman yung isang whiskey sa isa pang whiskey kung bakit siya mahal. But they're both whiskey. Pag tinikman mo naman, almost pareho lang. Pero ba't mas mahal to ng konti sa kanya? Parang yun.
Actually, Ed, there was this store or restaurant, to be honest. It's dyan sa Eastwood before na nag-introduce na iba-ibang craft beers, pero imported. And everything was quite expensive. Mm-hmm. So, talagang premium ang selling. So, you know, your positioning is important in terms of introducing it to the market.
Right. Yes, correct. When it comes to the market sa Metro, we really don't have a problem with that. Kasi kaya eh. The challenge goes to the provinces. Since Batangas beer kami, dapat all of our beers are accessible to the Batanganians. So yun yung main challenge namin ngayon kasi ito yung napili naming story eh. We want to be supported by the Batangas province. So we want to as much as possible make it accessible for them, for the Batanganians. basically. Maliit ang margin considering that we are a microbrewery. The commercial ones are maliit din ang margin niyan for sure, but kasi they have volume.
Volume.
They have volume. The that's the main difference why our price also is quite on a premium scale. Kasi nga microbrewery kami. Like ang capacity namin, ang capacity ng facility now is just 7,000 liters compared to a million ng malalaki. So ano lang naman kami diyan.
Right. And so, actually that's the main point of sales, eh, 'di ba? And marketing. So how can you develop your product, set the price according to the right mix of everything, 'di ba?
Yeah. And another ano, where we are now, the brewery where we are since we were badly hit by the pandemic, nasa chicken and egg stage kami. Na hindi namin alam kung dapat ba mag-oversupply tayo kasi ganito, or dapat tama lang i-produce natin. Parang ganun. But I was talking to this guy the past few days about sales and targeting. Sabi niya, don't base your target based on budget. Parang sinasabi niya lang talaga na kailangan mas malaki talaga yung targeting mo. It will require you some investment, some surplus of money, but that's the only way to grow. Kailangan masurpass mo yung kaya mong gawin. Eh.
Yeah, it's like moonshot thinking, di ba? Or 10x
kasi,
approach.
Oo, kasi parang wala ka namang ibang option eh. Kundi gawin mo yung mas malaki in order for you to grow.
So, scale up.
Yeah, scale up.
And ba't ka naman matatakot, Ed? I know you're a hard worker and hustler. Yeah.
Well, that's just half of the story. Hindi nanong naman ako yan. But I believe the company will grow because of the people behind it. No? It's not just about me anymore, but the people who are extending their help. No? And actually, this podcast is a really good avenue for us. So I thank you guys already.
So yeah, anything to add, Ed, about our topic, sales weapons and the storytelling before we end this session?
Siguro sa ano na lang, just provide some insights, no? Sa mga people who want to dive into entrepreneurship. Continuous learning is key. And aside from the formal training and seminar, no, I find it more effective if you surround yourself with people who has the same interest. Not necessarily about beer only, but in business in general. Dito ka makakapulot talaga minsan ng mapapaisip ka eh, bakit di ko naisip yun? Kasi socializing is also a way of enlightenment. Eh. Hindi lahat ng entire enlightenment ay nakukuha sa meditation. People will oftentimes give you ideas that di mo alam, oo nga naman. Right, mapapaha moment ka.
Correct.
So it's all, business is all, for me now, no, business is all about networking with the right people, choosing the right partners. Being a technical guy, I always thought na basta kaya ng utak mo, kaya na. No? But then, no, the pandemic hit us, I realized, no, that the brain is only a part of the body, and you need the other parts, the hands, the feet, no? You need the other parts for you to grow, no, and for you to move forward. The brain is pretty much useless being alone, no? So right. I think this is the main problems of the founders.
It's a universal problem, no?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. And nahit mo yung keyword kanina, yung networking. It's not among your, you cannot just think about the things as your own or own everything that you think that you have. What I mean is that if you have an idea, it doesn't mean that you're the only one who had was able to come up with that idea. Honestly, there are a lot of people all at the same time, probably before, had that idea already in hand, was not just materialized before you, or it's being materialized elsewhere. So networking, giving you the idea from different people, and putting it all together to one big thing will help you succeed, no? Not in sales, not only in sales, but also in business. So, syempre, marami kang hindi alam, accounting-wise, legal-wise, procurement-wise, product development-wise, marketing and sales. And these people around you might know a little bit and you can add it onto your arsenal.
Correct, correct.
Yes, correct. I very much agree on that. Kala ko nga noon, madali lang magnegosyo eh, hindi pala. Kasi you really have to wear different hats, no?
It's
hindi lang siya, well, hindi naman kailangan pang summa cum laude yung knowledge mo, but basically knowledge. Kailangan mo lang, you just have to get a bit of everything para pag kumausap ka ng professional sa field, alam mo yung sinasabi. And I agree.
Right. Yeah, thanks for that, Ed. Go, Sir Paul, what things that you can share with us in our topic?
I believe that we were able to capture a few things already about sales weapons. We talked about testimony, networking. We talked about sales presentation and demo and the story, especially the story, you know, which we would like to share with our audience. I guess to sum it up, it's really important that kung meron tayong produkto, we are passionate in telling that story to our prospective customers. Kasi that passion is something that attracts the customers, and at the same time it's very enriching to the brand, plus at the same time it gives the brand its effect, you know, the ripple effect to the other customers. It resonates to them kapag yung storya is swak na swak, fit na fit dun sa kanila. At the same time, with that story that you have, that you've been telling, you can continue to scale up. Actually, habang lumalaki ka, dinadagdagan mo yung story. Ginagawa mong grander and grander.
Series.
And if you will look at, correct, series, hindi siya tapos sa isang storya, Ed. You have to add to the successes that you have had to become greater. Because of course, the plan that you want, and this is for all the businesses, they want to be bigger and bigger. Just for example, in my idea, I thought I would just be serving the Manila market. And now was able to, not now, but ever since, we have been growing it to the nationwide service, no? Tapos ngayon, meron ako extension sa New Zealand. So, hindi siya natatapos. Kapag dinagbigay mo yung story, pwede ka lumawak along with your story.
That's right, exactly. So, on my end, just to add, no, when it comes to sales stories, no, to me, it's not really about you, no? I believe prospective customers are not interested in what you can do, di ba? They're interested in what you can do for them. So they don't care how smart you are, how great your company is. They want to know what's in it for them, di ba? So if you are crafting your story, like for example, in most movies, there's of course the story and there's a hero. You know? So my question is, who's the third character dun sa story? There's always the mentor. No? For example, Karate Kid, nandun yung bata, si Daniel. Meron siyang Mr. Miyagi, di ba? Yung The Matrix, nandiyan si Neo, meron siyang Morpheus. No? So, the mentor parang helps shape the hero's character. And the hero should be the customer, not you. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So, the challenge is, how can you build a good story to make your customer the hero of the story. Diba? So, like I said kanina, differentiation, and I guess it must pass the question after telling the story, so what? Diba?
Yeah.
So I think that's my take on when you're crafting your storytelling or your story should be in that premise, no? Yun, so last words, Ed.
But yeah, I thank you guys. Thank you for having us in your podcast. Yeah, God bless us all.
Okay, Sir Paul.
Yeah, we wish your brand, your product, Ed, to grow and grow. Because that's something that we're missing in the beer industry, in the alcohol industry in the Philippines. Medyo boring na yung dalawa lang pipili ang tatlo, dapat marami. And I myself, I am a tasty beer lover. I want to taste more and more of different qualities, different types. Congratulations again, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, so that brings us to the end of another episode. So we hope you've enjoyed our discussion on sales weapons and sales storytelling and have learned a lot of valuable insights from our guest, Edison. So I'd like to take this moment to give a huge thank you to Edison for joining us today and sharing his insights and experience. So if you'd like to learn more about Pule and the amazing beer of Batangas Beer, where can we find you, Ed?
We are available online. Which we will be relaunching again this coming March. You can visit our website www.pulibeers.com, and we are also available in Lazada and Shopee. And then if you want to hang out, we have a tap room here in Tanawan, Batangas. No, so you just message us in our Facebook account, Pule Premium Craft Beer. And then we are also available in some hotels and restaurants. Here in Lipa, we have Solano Hotel. And Balay Isabel, a couple of guns in Microtel, Batangas. We're also available in Boracay. Los Indios Bravos Station 1 po. Baka mayroong mga nagbabakasyon na dyan. So visit, please. So, all right. Yeah, those are just some of the few that you can go into. And we hope to see you soon.
All right. Thanks again, Ed. So don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe to our podcast in whatever platform you are consuming this. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode. DX Your Life and Business. Have a great day.